Curtis, Robert G., circa 1812 to after 1880, and Mercy A., 1818 to 1907. Robert G. Curtis, farmer slash fisherman, and his wife, Mercy A. Curtis, received several mentions in published and unpublished sources in connection with Ellen White's visits to Topsom, Maine in the 1840s. According to later accounts by Mrs. Truesdale and Mrs. Frances Lunt, it was during a vision in the Curtis home in 1845 that Ellen Harmon held aloft their family Bible, weighing 18.5 pounds, 8 kilos, and texts of scripture were pointed out by her as she turned from leaf to leaf, while her eyes were looking upward and away from the book. Ellen White recalled how, during a visit to Topsom in 1845, Mercy Curtis was present and participated in the faith healing of Francis Howland. In November 1846, Ellen White's well-known astronomy vision, which convinced Joseph Bates of the genuineness of her visions, took place in Brother C.'s humble dwelling in Topsom, which, according to Loughborough, was the house of Mr. Curtis. At a conference held in Topsom in September 1849, Ellen White addressed a short testimony to Sister Curtis while in vision. According to Mercy Curtis's obituary, both she and Robert accepted the Adventist faith in 1843, were among the first to embrace the Sabbath, and were firm till the end of life.